Amen, amen. Every Sunday we like to bring you what we call a prophecy update, and really all we're doing is reviewing the news and the trends in the world to show you how centuries-old Bible prophecies are coming true because we believe we're living in the last days. We talk a lot about a 2,500-year-old passage in the book of Ezekiel. It describes a coalition of nations who will in the last days invade Israel from the north. It obviously presupposed that Israel would be a nation in the last days in order to be invaded, which itself is a remarkable, miraculous fulfillment of prophecy. Ezekiel names the nations that will be involved in that invasion, and Russia seems to be the lead nation there. Now, regarding Russia as a leader of nations, it was interesting to read on Reuters.com an article titled, Russia's Vladimir Putin says he wants to build a Eurasian Union. Here's some excerpts from that article. Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said he wants to bring ex-Soviet states into a Eurasian Union in an article which outlined his first foreign policy initiative as he prepares to return to the Kremlin as the country's next president. Quote, we are setting an ambitious goal to achieve an even higher integration level in the Eurasian Union, Putin wrote in an article which was published on October 4. Putin said last month he would run in the March 2012 presidential election. His current public approval ratings show that he is set to win. So they're going to have elections, but he's already the president. You understand that. So anyway, it says, Putin, who once called the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, quote, the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century, said his new project would not resemble the Soviet Union. It would have to be naive to attempt to restore or copy something from the past. However, a stronger integration on a new political and economic basis and a new system of values is an imperative of our era, Putin wrote. And so Vlad is going to push for a coalition of nations, a Eurasian Union that involves Russia being the lead nation. In an unrelated but bizarre report, MoscowNews.com posted a story titled, Sect Believes Putin is Modern-Day St. Paul. A sect worshiping Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has started up in the village of Bolshaya Yelnya near the Volga. The sect was founded by a woman calling herself Mother Fotina, and she teaches that Putin was St. Paul in his past life and is now together with seven other reborn apostles fighting antichrists. In his day, in the KGB, Putin did some rather unrighteous things. She's comparing him to the Apostle Paul persecuting the church. But once he became president, he was imbued with the Holy Spirit, and just like the apostle, he started heading his flock, she said. Now, obviously, that's Wingnut. That's Wingnut.com news. But it's interesting, that people would worship a living leader and think that he's a reincarnation. Very interesting. Not a stretch of the imagination at all to see how Russia will lead a coalition of nations in the last days. Now, the invasion Ezekiel foresaw also included this description. This is from Ezekiel 38:15. Then you will come from your place, talking to the Russians and their coalition, out of the far north, and you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses. Horses? Really? Sure. Check this out. On October 3rd, CNN posted an article about the war in Afghanistan that we're currently involved in, and it was titled, 10 Years of War, Missiles and Horses, excerpts. The high-tech air campaign of the war in Afghanistan was preceded by a very low-tech start to our involvement, the so-called horse soldiers. U.S. intelligence officers and later U.S. special operations troops rode on horseback into Afghanistan before the bombing to link up with the Taliban's worst enemies, the Northern Alliance, a loose-knit group of warlords who clashed with the Taliban ever since it took control of Afghanistan. CNN photojournalist Mark Biello followed in their hoofsteps in those early days. We came down through the mountains. We picked up the Northern Alliance from Uzbekistan because the Americans massed and came in through the north, Biello said recently. No sleep, no power. The infrastructure is shot. You're on horseback. And so it's not at all strange to think that the invasion Ezekiel foresaw really will come on horseback, at least in that region of the world. The Russians are coming, but they're coming to the Middle East, and it will undoubtedly be on horseback, just like the Bible said. Does anything need to happen before Jesus returns to resurrect and rapture the church? Nothing at all. And that's why we tell you each week, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen?